Both the City of Tucson and Pima County greatly expanded their solar operations this month. The city last week dedicated its new solar facility at its Central Avra Valley Storage and Recovery Project, about 20 miles west of Interstate 10. In cooperation with Trico Electric Cooperative and SunPower Corporation, the array of more than 3,400 solar panels will help power the facility, which Tucson Water Deputy Director Sandy Elder says is power hungry.
We basically have a large demand over here. We take this renewable Colorado River water, we take it off the canal, put it in the ground, save some of it for the future, use it to meet our daily demands, and that's renewable. That's better than what we used to do when we used to mine groundwater. Well, but it takes a lot of energy to move that water around. Right now, this facility, the CAVSARP facility, uses both electric power or electric energy and natural gas. Well, now we have a third source of fuel. And it's really important for redundancy and reliability to have multiple power sources. Flexibility gets us that reliability.
Elder says the 1 megawatt array of solar panels will power a big portion of the Clearwater facility.
Our whole CAVSARP electric load, there's a gas load, but the electric load here is 5 megawatts, you know, where that we use to get the water into town. So this is, you know, 1/5, 20% of what we're delivering to our customers every, you know, during the day, it's 1/5 of that.
Trico Electric CEO Vincent Nedito says the solar project is a big one for his company.
To put it in perspective for Trico, a 1 megawatt system like this project is by far the biggest solar installation that we have. We're a relatively small enterprise. The addition of the output of this project to our system makes us the leading provider of solar energy among co-ops in Arizona. We have the highest amount of solar energy per member of the 7 cooperatives in Arizona. So we're very proud of that, and we don't intend to relinquish that.
Tucson City Councilwoman Shirley Scott says the unique panels make the solar facility special.
These panels track. That means they move. Not all of them do. The huge array that's at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base does not track in that way, doesn't move. They are rigid. And out there at the University of Arizona, they have the solar zone. And there are different companies with their versions of solar photovoltaic arrays. And so it's a great opportunity for those to study which might be the single best kinds of photovoltaic arrays in this atmosphere, which one produces the most, which is the most efficient, and all the rest.
While Tucson officials had their big dedication last week, Pima County earlier this month completed 3 more solar projects, making a total of 5. Mark Lynn is the county's energy program manager with the Facilities Management Department.
One of them was the Ina Road Wastewater Reclamation Facility, wherein we built a 1.2 megawatt photovoltaic array. The second project was the Herbert K. Abrams Public Health Building out on Ajo. And the third project was the A7 Demonstration Ranch, which is a working sustainability ranch that Pima County owns. It's about 40,000 acres out between the Rincon Mountains and the San Pedro River.
Both the city and county predict savings in the years ahead, as current electricity rates are locked into place for many years to come. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.